Good evening, everybody. This is James Campen out here in Green Bay. I wish I was there with you guys tonight for the second annual Hall of Fame dinner. Have a lot of great people going in, and I want to congratulate the whole 2016 class to be inducted with Denise, Michelle, Joe, and myself from the 2015 class. It's a tremendous honor for all of you, and I wish you all a great night. Obviously, though, I'm here to speak about three coaches that are very dear to me. Their records, clearly, what they did on the field from a record standpoint is incredible. What Coach Fox did with wrestling, Coach Adibit with baseball, and obviously Coach Hatcher with football are records that will probably never be broken. But I'd rather focus on the men tonight. And if I get emotional, you guys know me in Bruin Lands, I'm a softy, so be it. All three of these guys are very instrumental in the success that I have been fortunate enough to have after graduation at Ponderosa in 1982. I've remained close with all of them. I love them as like second fathers. They're tremendous people. And anyone that has ever came in touch or been graced by their hand, their words, certainly understand what I mean about them. I'll start with Coach Hatcher, my football coach. Tremendous man, tremendous mind. What I like to say about him is that he was very stern. He was very fair. He was direct. He taught me how to be humble. He taught me how to be a man when I was a rebel, as a sophomore and junior. And I will never forget Coach Hatcher and his experience coming out here with me. And he was part of inducting me into a fun event here a number of years back when I was a player and we had a great time. The visits I had with him and getting to know the man outside of just being a teacher and a coach sitting on my deck was incredible for myself and for my buddy Tom Melton. We never forgot that day because we got to know a whole bunch about him. And then coming back and working with him in the same staff after football was over and coaching the Bruins and learning from him what it meant and to be a head coach at Ponderosa was incredible. I'm forever thankful for his opportunity and helping guide me to a five-year run as the Bruins head coach, which was one of the more satisfying times of my life. I love you, Coach. You're the best. Talk about Coach. There you go. I started tearing up. Talk about Coach Adibit. Coach Adibit coached me as a sophomore, and not only was he my coach, he was a confidant and a friend. I love Coach Adibit for two words. Number one, he is very, very sincere, and he is very loyal. Those words resonate with me when you talk about Coach Adibit. Coach was my boss as athletic director when I was coaching for the 5 years as head coach and four as the assistant coach for Ponderosa. He was very loyal to me. He was loyal to the school. His heart bleeds green and gray. Just a tremendous human being, a man that would extend his hand to anyone in need. Just a guy who always, when things were down, he always had that way of putting his arm around you saying it'd be okay. We had a number of situations, unfortunately, an Oak Ridge game where I clearly had a judgment error in a call which cost us a victory. Coach Adibit was the first one there. I'll never forget you, Coach, for that, because that was a very tough moment for those boys and for the coaching staff. And you picked me back up, and you picked all of us back up. And I'll never forget that moment. But you gave me strength and to persevere and to go move on and learn from mistakes. So, Coach Adibit, congratulations to you getting in. The last one, Coach Fox. Just saying his name kind of gives me tears because the old Coach Fox taught me a great lesson. When I first came here from Idaho, I was enrolled in wrestling, obviously, and Coach Fox was there to help integrate me in with the new students, and he was very helpful from that standpoint. Not only would he wrestle with me, he could probably still pin me today. He was an excellent wrestler, an excellent teacher. But the one thing Coach Fox told me and taught me was about leadership. I owe him a tremendous amount. He and I shared a moment in the old weight room in the closet where it was an incident where I did not defend a younger classman on a bus ride home from a wrestling match. And the disappointment that I did not stand up for that kid, and he brought me in and let me know that. As a captain and a leader, I needed to respond. And he taught me how to respond. He taught me how to lead. He taught me how to become a leader, and he taught me how to also influence leadership. And for that, Coach, I am forever grateful to you. I will never forget that meeting and the disappointment in your eyes. And then afterwards, the hug that you gave me means the world to me, and I'll never forget that. But anyway, with that being said, and enough of the tears and all that stuff. I'm doing my best here. We're getting ready to go play the Atlanta Falcons. I certainly wish that I could have been there tonight. I wish we had a bye like last week when I was able to come out. That was terrific. But these three gentlemen are my friends. They're my coach. I love all three of you very much, and I'm very lucky to call you coach. As you notice, I never call them by Richard, Travis, or Lee. Can't do it. You'll always be coach. I love you. Congratulations on being part of the fraternity of the Bruin Hall of Fame, which I am more than humble at being in, along with everyone else. It's a humbling experience. It's one that is a great night and will continue to grow. But welcome, class of 2016, and all of you, especially those three coaches. I love you guys. See ya. Bye.